Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Miss Lee Experience. Welcome to another show where it's going to be a experience.
Bigger topic, any topic, we prepared, we ain't scared, we just we be talking sex, lies, yeah, whatever. My homie JT, D&B Sports Center. Yeah. Miss Lee bringing guests after guests after guests. And we gonna
competition.
We demand our respect. Check out the check, yeah, we eat. This ain't a podcast, this is the life that we lead. From relationships, politics, you hear it all here. Got stilettos and combos and fashion right here. If you wanna throw the lead, hit a rut right quick. Or you can download on iTunes, you know she that. Got the show on YouTube, and no, man, I swear she the My homie T-Way, what up, no, we up in this bitch. Spilling champagne, celebrating this year. The next year, at the next year, at the next year, at the next year, at the next year. For the Miss Lee Experience. Oh. Whoa.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your girl, Miss Lee. Welcome to the Miss Lee Experience. I'm happy because it's ladies' night. It's ladies' night. It's me holding it down for the ladies tonight on the Miss Lee Experience. It's Good Friday, and why not have a good day by not talking about the ladies? So I hope you guys are ready for a really cool show. You know, it's just going to be me, you, and some conversation. And tonight's topic is all about submitting to your husband. We need girl talk, ladies. We need the girl talk. We need some me, you time with some wine or some juice or some grapes and some cheese and crackers. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there with your bonnet on your head, your slippers on your feet, your onesie on with your blanket and, you know, just comfortable chilling kind of Friday. So, you know, that's the kind of Friday, that's the kind of mood that I hope that you will have tonight on the Miss Lee Experience. I'm happy to be here. I hope you are too. It's been a very interesting week for me, and I'm glad that the week is almost over. but I got one more work day to go, so, you know, we're going to make it do what it do. So let's get in the spirit of logistics tonight on the show. So you know how to connect. You know how to connect. Call in 347-934-0949 is the number. Call in. I'll see you dial in. I'll bring you on. You can join in on the conversation. Also connect with me on social media by go ahead and liking the Miss Lee Facebook page. So go ahead and search for M-I-S-S-L-E-E on Facebook. Like, follow. As well as Instagram. It's just Miss Lee, and on Twitter, just Miss Lee. Yeah. The fellas aren't hanging out with us tonight. They're partaking in some manly things. So, you know, much love and shout out to JTNC. You know, they are with us in spirit, but we're going to move on with tonight's topic. So many comments and such have come through on social media in regards to today's topic. So I'm definitely going to get to all of that tonight. They're like coming through all of the topics. It's just all happening, like on social media. So tonight's topic, is it okay to submit to your husband? That's the topic. What do you think? As a woman, you know, We are grown and raised to be strong and independent and powerful and nurturing and caring and open-hearted individuals. That's how we were created, and that's how we're raised, to just be the helpmate of Adam and be the helpmate of man and you know, just kind of balance him out in a way of no return. Because men need some balancing. Y'all know they do. But when we're talking about submission, you know, sometimes it has a negative connotation. And a lot of people don't like the word. And it's interesting how some people have a bad feeling about it. Some people feel as if it's a weakness. Some feel as if it causes you to not be who you are, so you feel that you can't submit to, you know, can't submit at all. But I do want to start this conversation on a godly note, because it is Good Friday for those of you that are believers. It's Good Friday tonight. Today is the day that the only begotten Son was hung on a cross and thorns in his head and piercings in his side, and carried that crucifix up that hill along with two other sinners. And he gave his life for us, right? So that's Good Friday. So when we're talking about submission, it's so, so, so important that we go to the godly sense of the word. Because, you know, yeah, there's that dominatrix, submissive and dominant, you know, the whole sexual side of it. But I don't even want to touch this side of it tonight. I just want to touch the godly sense, okay? So what I want to do is just read a couple scriptures, okay? So we got to go with some scriptures. So the first scripture I'm going to read is Job chapter 22, verse 21 through 30. So Job chapter 22, verses 21 to 30. And this is the NIV version. And it says, "Submit to God and be at peace with Him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. Accept instruction from His mouth and lay up His words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you'll be restored. If you remove wickedness far from your tent and assign your nuggets to the dust, your gold of Ophir to the rocks of the ravens, then the Almighty God will be your gold, the choicest silver for you. Then surely you will find the delight in the Almighty and will lift your face to God. You will pray to Him and He will hear you and fulfill your vows. What you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. Where people are brought low and you say lift them up, then He will say the downcast. He will deliver even one who's not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanliness of your hand." So that's Job. Gotta have the patience of Job. That's chapter 21. I'm sorry, chapter 20. Yes, chapter 20, 22, verse 21 through 30. Just saying. I'm posting that on social media. Because at the end of the day, when we're talking about being submissive and submitting, we have to talk about how it was came to be and the creation, and how God gave those nuggets those blueprints for us to live, and to how we're supposed to treat others, and how we're supposed to build relationships, and so on and so forth. There's more submission in the Bible. So I'm going to read another one. So this is James chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. And this is the King James Version. So it's kind of on the same line as the Job scripture. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." And, you know, in reading and listening and kind of getting on that spiritual side of what submission is, and when you read about submission in the Bible, because there's so many scriptures that speak about it, and it's all, most of it is to God, right? You submit, you humble yourself, you are open, you are honest, you are in a way of listening. You allow God to lead you. You allow God to do His work. You put your piece in too, but He does work. You put your piece, He does work. It's like a partnership. It's a pathway that's laid out. So when you're submitting to God and you're letting God just take the lead, and you're trusting and you're open and you just believe that whatever's going to happen is the way that it's going to happen, and it's all for a reason. And you might not know what it means. You might not care. You might be fearful. You might not want to move forward, but you know that God's got your back, right? So most of us feel that it's okay to submit to God, but don't want to submit to man. And I don't know if it's mainly because if you submit to man, you're not equal. You're equal, so you shouldn't submit to your equal. Whereas God is a higher power, and it's like, oh, He's higher. He can do what He wants, and it's all good because He got me, you know. And it's like that struggle kind of comes in which people have that resistance. So on this ladies' night, I wanted to talk about the basics of submission to start the conversation, just because we're going to then correlate it to your husband, okay? Because at the end of the day, we weren't designed to be alone. We weren't designed to be single. We weren't designed to not have a partner, you know, and to build and have those spiritual nuggets in those relationships, those godly relationships with the man. And sometimes we as women get into relationships and we take the lead too much on our husbands, and we demasculate them, and we don't always trust what they do, or we undermine what they do, and we don't let them make decisions because we know the answer. And we sometimes get in the way of the bigger purpose by putting our own personal agendas in it. So I thought that it was nice that we talk about it tonight. So that's a nice topic. That's what we're getting into tonight. So I hope you're enjoying the scriptures. I got some womanly music, of course, because without womanly music, I mean, it wouldn't be a show. And this is about men too, but it's about us, and it's the stuff that we like. So that's what we're doing. So tonight I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, Alicia Myers, I Want to Thank You. It's one of my old school club classics. It's going to make you feel good. It makes me feel good every time I hear it. So we're going to play that. We're going to come back with more conversation on the topic of submission. I'm going to read some of your Facebook comments as well. It's the Miss Experience. We'll be back. It's your girl, Miss Lee. It's the Miss Lee Experience. Alicia Myers, I want to thank you. One of my favorite classic Jersey club joints that I go roller skate into and just get in my zone. Ooh, it's ladies' night. Hope y'all feeling good. Ladies, it's all about us. We need some time, y'all. It's Good Friday. It's ladies' night. Let's feel good about it. We're talking about submission, and I, you know, quoted and posted some scriptures already, James and Job already, and just to kind of give some background of what submission is and in the spiritual godly sense of the word before we even transition to men, right? Because God is number one. So I want to now transition, you know, as women, you know, we want to get married, we want to have families, we want to nurture, love, support, build our legacy, set our legacy free, you know what I'm saying, set the stage for what our descendants will have after us, you know, and when we're talking about relationships and how to date and how to, you know, when you get married and you take those steps with someone, we hope that that person that we want to take those steps with are on the same page with us in a spiritual sense, on an emotional sense, on a mental sense, and a physical. You know what I'm saying? You have to be on the same page, at least four of the ways, okay? I mean, because if it's off, it's going to cause some challenges. And, of course, marriage and relationships are not going to be easy. However, you need to have those foundational pieces. Sometimes we think that because we're in a situation that is meant for us to be married, and that's not necessarily true. You know, it needs to be open communication. It needs to be, the values need to be aligned. You know, the way that you live needs to be similar. Or you need to be able to accept wholeheartedly the other person for everything and how they are, especially if it's not causing damage or harm to themselves or you or the relationship. You know, because sometimes we see, ladies, you know, we got that intuition thing. We see that people that we might be involved with romantically might not they're not really supposed to be for us. But sometimes it's scary to step out and just leave that situation because we're tied. You know, we are emotional people, okay? And from the movie Baby Boy, I think his boy said it best. You know, we women are unstable creatures. We can be. We really can be. And it's okay that we are that way. But it's how we are able to live and stabilize the instability. You get what I'm saying? So we have to be cognizant of who we date. We have to be cognizant of who we spend our time with. We have to be cognizant of the relationships we choose to make and have. We're not only men, but also the females in our life, our friends, our moms, our aunts, our grandmas, our great-grandmas, our life coaches, our spiritual advisors, or whomever you have, because if they don't have those same qualities or the qualities to help you be a better woman, it's going to be difficult for you to really understand and move forward and really understand your role as a wife. And if you're going to do it in a godly sense, which I hope you are when you take that step and submit to your man and submit to your husband, you understand the foundation of it. So, now let's go to the relationship side, right? So, so Ephesians, right? Ephesians 7, and it's chapter 5, verse 22 and 33. And this is the NIV version. Wives, submit to your husband. Oops, let me read that over. Lord Jesus. Okay. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So isn't it interesting? I'm going to go back. I'm going to keep reading. I'm not going to stop. to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. So many elements in those scriptures. And it's not a scripture where it says women are less important than a man. It doesn't say that the church is less important than Jesus. It talks mainly, and this is my interpretation, of how we take care and honor and respect and nurture the relationship, how Jesus loved and cared and gave himself and blessed it and cleaned and prayed and fed the church. And women are supposed to do the same thing. Like, we're supposed to be fed and cared and cleansed and took care of, be held in a high regard and not have a blemish and care. Care is huge and all in that scripture. And it says, wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Love is unconditional. And that submission is also unconditional, because if you have unconditional love for God, right? You don't have conditions on when you love God and when you don't. So in looking and talking about the components of Ephesians 5:22-33, it's so imperative that we really talk about the importance of the relationship and how it's reciprocated. Because if you don't pay attention to that, you're going to miss something. You are. And that dialect of submission. And when we talk about those words, and how we love and how we don't hurt and harm and mistreat. And that's said right there in verse 28. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So it's even. It's an even exchange. I feel like I need to have this read at my wedding. I feel like this is like the mantra of my whole marriage. And the whole part of it being a mystery, okay? And it's unknown, it's confusing, it's a whirlwind, it's not clear. You get what I'm saying? But Christ and the church isn't a mystery. He made churches you don't have a building to have a church. When two people are gathered, he's present. Yes, damn. So, in this conversation, it's just some components I do want to talk about, and I want to read some of your comments. because I posted a couple questions on social media, posted questions on Instagram, posted questions on Facebook. Let's jump into some of these questions and what you guys think of the answers to the questions and what I said. So, I posted on social media, agree or disagree, a wife must always submit to her husband. Calvin says, always with a question mark. Devin says, I think he must earn that. But if he has, then yes. If he hasn't, then why are you with him? Interesting. Gotta earn the submission. Creighton says, yes. The only time it's a problem is if the husband's intentions aren't pure. You can't lead as a husband without the wisdom of your wife, and you can't lead without submission of those who follow. Thank you for the comment. Theodore says, let's just say it would be nice to be in agreement. And Tevil says, yes, if she's in line with his husband's responsibilities. Thank you for the comment. Just saying. Another question was posted on social media. Ladies, I posted this to the ladies. Because, you know, it's ladies night. Got to talk to the ladies. Are you willing to submit to your husband? Beth says, I struggle with this one. So I talked through it with my husband. I would submit, but I am lucky that I'm in an equal partnership and we have mutual respect for one another. So it's not something that I would ever have to do or that he would even want. I will say, though, if I had a different partner, it might be different. So, yes, willing, but I don't have to. Thank you for your comment, Beth. Nadia says, submit how? And I said, biblical, and still waiting for her response. Sabria says, yep, got one for me. I know that's right. Where he at, girl? Beverly says, yes, as long as he's willing to lead. Tracy said, yes, as long as he understands he's the covering. I like the comment, so it's all about submission. It's a missed experience. We got more conversation. I got some steps too, because at the end of the day, we got to have some ways to do this thing. We're talking about it. How do we apply it? I got 6 things that submission is not, and I have some everyday ways that we can submit to our husbands. And I might have some more scriptures for you, too. It's baby night, so y'all feeling good? We'll be back, little Mo, Fabulous Forever. I don't know why I'm playing Fabulous, because he just kind of punches baby mama in the mouth, but I like the song with Lil Mo, so we don't condone the submission of abuse in a relationship, but we'll be back, Lil Mo, Forever.
Baby, I'm the point in my life when I'm tired of playing games. I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to buy a house, and I'm ready to change my life. Ready to have 2 kids. Ready for the life to live and all I've had to give. I've been your superwoman for so long.
with bands on, Helen and San Juan, getting our tan on. Girl, you must be forgetting your man's long. Most sucks is I had trouble getting the pants on. And I know things run through your head when your man's on. I come home, how you say, better than Cameron. You upsetting they plans on, getting they chance on, getting they hands on.
Little Mo Fabulous Forever. It's a Miss Lee experience. We're talking about submission. Is it okay to submit, ladies? It's ladies night. That's what we're talking about here on the Miss Lee experience. Reading a lot of comments. Another comment came through on social media. Is it okay to submit to your husband? Big Sexy Deke hit me up on Instagram. What's up, Deke? Absolutely. Which is why a woman needs to be sure that she's marrying a man, in all caps. When you're with a real man, submission will come automatically. Yo, that is the sexiest thing in the world. Look, when you got that real man, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, it just makes you do some things, honey. You're like, baby, just do it, honey. It's okay. Just go. I got you. You know, and that's the thing. Women love a confident, real, genuine, authentic, God-loving, God-fearing man. If he's real, yo, you submit all damn day. I wonder where they at, though. Where they at? I should have played Soldier by Destiny's Child, because I was like, where they at? So, I'm just going to have some ways. Well, first, I want to talk about some things that what submission is not, okay? So, you know, we think about what it is, and we think about what we think is not, and kind of go through these various ideas of what we think it means, or, you know, to be weak and to give in and not have a voice and all this other stuff. You just do what they say. That's not that. That's authoritative. That's not what submission is. Because at the end of the day, if you take it back to the biblical sense of what it was in the scriptures, it's not the authoritative part. God doesn't say, you better do this or else. That's not how it happens. You have free will. You know what I'm saying? And that's not just how the whole situation works. So, I found this article on desiringgod.org. And the 6 things that submission is not. Okay. One thing that submission is not agreeing on everything. You don't have to agree to submit. You have two different people. You're not going to agree on everything. If you did, you will be the same person. And that's a little freaky. And this article says, and I'm just going to read a little blurb. Submission is not agreeing on everything. For instance, the Christian faith, because the husband in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, is an unbeliever. If in that situation, the husband said, you can't have that religion. In this family, we worship ISIS or whatever. The wife says, I'm sorry. It's possible to be submissive and to refuse to think what your husband says you shouldn't think. It doesn't make sense without that. It doesn't say that. It does not mean you have to agree with the opinions of your husband, or even if things are fundamental or serious to Christian faith. God has made you with a mind. You have to think. You are a person, not a body and not a machine. You are a thinking being who's able to process whether the gospel is true. And if it is true, you believe it. If he says you can't believe it, you humbly and submissively do not submit to that. Okay? Submission, number 2, does not mean that you need to leave your brain at the altar. Okay? Delicious never leaves the brain. Although throughout the marriage, the husband is reckoning with an independent mental career that has the thoughts that are worth listening to, is the working one out of the flesh union. Leadership does not mean you don't listen. Leadership doesn't mean you always get the last word. Different. Number three, submission does not mean that you try to influence your husband. I know, y'all. Ladies, it's hard because we know what we want them to do. We know, y'all. We know, like, hey, babe, just go ahead and do that. You got that because I want you to do it. Make me happy and do it. Submission does not mean avoiding the effort to influence or change your husband. You win him. You love him how he is. You don't influence him to do what you want him to do. Number four, submission is not putting the will of the husband before the will of Christ. How about that? In the words of Evelyn Braxton, how about that? I love that. Yeah, man. Christ is first, man. And if he puts Christ first, let's go back. But I don't want to go back to Job. I don't want to go back to it. I don't want to go back to Ephesians. But you know what I'm saying. Number five, submission does not mean getting all of her spiritual strength through her husband. God gives you the spiritual strength, not man. That means that she's getting her spiritual strength through man. She is more of a worldly, not a godly thing. Number six, submission does not mean living in fear or acting in fear. Just saying. So that's a cool little ideology on what submission is not. And that was on desiringgod.org, and that six things submission is not. I'm going to post that on social media. You guys can take a look, see what it's all about. Because we need to know what it's not before we talk about what it is. So now, let's talk about some ways that we can submit on an everyday basis. Yo, I love the internet, man. There's so many articles and resources and all kinds of things that help us get these little nuggets of life. So I got this article. It was simplyoneinmarriage.com. So in this article, it's everyday ways to submit to your husband. Just saying. So here's some everyday ways. I'm going to hit you with one and we're going to take a break. And I'm going to come back with it. I'm going to hit you with one and I'm going to come back. Everyday ways to submit to your husband. Number one, submit yourself to the Lord. That's number one. If you submit yourself to the Lord, to the God, the man up above, you'll be able to submit to your husband. And this is this underlying theme in the situation. This is your motivation. God is your guide. He's your perspective. He's your strength. He's your joy. He's the head over the marriage. He's over you and the hubby. You know what I'm saying? And you, Matthew talks about it. Chronicles talk about it. Exodus talks about it. It's in there. Submit to God first. Then you can submit to your husband second. You understand the order. I'm going to chat with another one before I play another song. Always remember your husband is a sweetheart, and lovingly care for him as you want him to love and care for you. That's nice. He's a sweetie pie, man. Another, pray for a greater understanding of what God wants you to do. Yo, let me tell you, my prayers now, and I'm reading a nice book, yo, and I love this book. It's called The Circle Maker, and one of my customers actually told me about this book, and it talks about the the importance of prayer and it's in a circle, and how God is the center of it all, and what you pray for needs to be in the center. How Jericho, you know, the story of Jericho, and they marched around 7 times and they made all the noise and they just the walls came crashing down, and, you know, just how the innate things that happen in the Bible happen around a circular sense because he's in the center. It's a very, very deep book, and it's interesting that when I now pray, I'm like, God, tell me what you want me to do and help me understand it, because I might not like it, but you got to help me understand it. And that's still putting him first, and you're submitting to the knowledge that he's going to give to you. So when you pray for the understanding of what God wants you to do, you're going to tailor it to the marriage. So God, tell me what you want me to do in this relationship and my role. Help me be a better wife. Help me be better. Help me understand how he's supposed to love me and all of that. You know what I'm saying? He needs to do the same thing. 2-edged sheet. I'm not going to say this next one. I'm going to wait till we come back and I'm going to talk about this next one, because this next one might step on somebody's toes because it's ladies' night. And I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings during ladies' night. I want to make it feel good during ladies' night. So, why not play a little Destiny's Child? Cater to you. So we're talking about our hubby, right? It's Miss Lee. We're talking about the Mississippi husband. Cater to you. Phone lines are open. 347-940-949 is the number. We'll be back.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know and proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, pick up your cufflinks. You wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire. I'll cry ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder.
Baby, this is
Destiny's Child, cater to you. Lady Night. Hey. Hope y'all loving it. We still got more to talk about. As we wind down the show. So, I was talking about everyday ways to submit to your husband. I read a couple. Hit some wall. Recognize marriage isn't about who's in control. It should always be God. Absolutely. That's one way. Just keep submitting every day. Acknowledge and accept that God has placed your husband in this position of leadership over you as his wife. That's Ephesians 22. Just saying. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit's role in all of this. He has the power to change hearts and direct both of you. Always trust and rely on him to lead you. Remember, your submission to your husband is as the Lord. Just saying. Ephesians 22. There's more of Ephesians. Ephesians, Ephesians, Ephesians. Trust the Lord in his plan to take each step forward in faith. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. Respectfully share your opinions and possible solutions with your husband to issues that arise and decisions that must be made. More Ephesians, girl, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, take a break tonight. When decisions must be made and you don't agree, now this is a tough one. Y'all might not like this one, but I'm going to read it because the Bible says so. Everyday ways to submit to your husband. When decisions must be made and you don't agree, allow your husband to make the final decision and trust God for the outcome. Not your husband, but God. That's key. That's Titus chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. I'm throwing all kinds of spiritual, biblical nuggets on this Good Friday. Ladies, resist the urge to take control. Lord Jesus, I feel like I done touched home on a lot of us on that one. Pray for your husband. Pray with your husband. That's Ephesians and Matthew. Allow him to lead in couple family devotion. And if he doesn't know how, pray that he gets the desire to want to do so. Never undermine your husband's authority by going behind his back to do something you know he wouldn't like. Submission is hard, y'all. Some of y'all are probably like, Lord, I don't know, Lord. Just, I don't know. Put him above all others except God with your time and your service and your choices. Whew. This is another one. Consider him in all of your personal decisions. Remember, you are one. It's not you and it's not him. It's not, you know, me. It's you're one. With bigger decisions, ask your husband's opinion and ask him to pray with you to make the best choice. Give yourself to your husband physically and enjoy expressing your love for him. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little song. A song is a little first Corinthians talking about some love now. Give him to him. Listen to him when he wants to talk. Don't get upset when he doesn't want to. Look, that's real life. Because these men don't like talking. We women, we want to say so much stuff, y'all. Just listen to him when he want to talk. Because sometimes when he talks, he might surprise you with some stuff you don't even realize that he could say. Give him grace. He has a tough job as a leader and needs the Lord just as much as you do to fulfill your calling in the marriage. Proverbs 22:11, Romans 16:20, Ephesians 5:25-27. Humble yourself. Kendrick Lamar said it best. Be humble. Oh my gosh, there's so many nuggets. Oh, here's another one. We kind of talk about it in Ephesians. We also talked about it in Genesis. Leave your father and your mother. They are no longer in authority over you. God has given that place to your husband. When you're married and become one with each other, you separate from your childhood family to form your own. Seeking what God wants the two of you to do together should remain, be your main consideration, not what your parents think or desire of you. Still love them and care for them, but you are no longer in submission to mama and daddy. Gotta leave. Gotta leave, man. Whew. So much, man. I'm going to post this on social media as well. Submission to our husband does not have to be confusing or frustrating. When we remember that God is the one we must follow and place our trust in, it's easier to give ourselves and follow our husbands. That's his design. When we choose to live out his command in our daily lives, our hearts will be filled with love, joy, and peace. Everyday ways to submit, these are simple things, but for some of us, it might be a little complicated. Might be. Look, I ain't even married, and it sounds like it's complicated to me. It's hard, man. And the independent woman, I took over and completely confused a lot of what we think. You know what I'm saying? It's real. We need to have more ladies' nights, ladies and gentlemen. I not to say that I don't love my boys being on the show, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We got to have these girls talk. You know what I'm saying? We got to talk about love. We got to talk about sex. We got to talk about our emotions and our feelings and how we can be great women. I have a great, great guest coming up shortly, in a couple weeks. She's going to help us get our sexual desires together as ladies. You know, because as women, and when we get married, you know what I mean? We got to get our sex in. So she's going to be joining us. She's an African-American entrepreneur. She's a woman. She's inspiring and motivating and all of that stuff, the sex and the drive and the love and the devotion and all of that. So she's going to help us with that. So more to come. And I hope you guys enjoyed Ladies Night tonight. I know I did. It is Good Friday. He's the reason, man. 3 days, he comes back alive. He comes alive. He lives. He's the reason for it all. And you got to remember that's the number one. So many of us are worried about our children, pray over the babies, spring break, shootings and killings and stabbings and all kinds of stuff going on in this world. But it's still the love of God and your children. It's still the love of God and your loved ones and your friends and your family. Pray with your friends. Pray with your family. Because without that strength, you can't. I don't know how you can make it without praying. It's villainy street. But I love Ladies Night tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know I did. Like a little nugget to get us through. Give you some pieces of wisdom. Share the show. Connect with the show, man. Follow the show on YouTube. Look for Miss Lee on YouTube. All of the shows are there. iTunes as well. If you have an iPad, iPhone, iPod, whatever, you can download the podcast app in iTunes, and you can search for the Miss Lee Experience and search for all of my shows there, and all of them automatically upload to iTunes. You can download them and listen to them all the time on your iPad, on your iPhone, and all that good stuff. And if you don't have an iPhone or an iPad and you're in Google World like me, I'm also here on Blog Talk Radio. You can search for this. All of the shows are here, as well as TuneIn.com. All of our shows are there as well, so you can definitely tune in and listen to all of the shows. So, hope you guys enjoyed the show. I enjoyed you. I love my ladies, man. We run the world. We do. So I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. I'm going to close out the show on some more love and happiness and positivity and all of that. And I got to play a little Maxwell because, you know, Lil Ascension. You're the highest of the high. Don't ever wonder. That's what it is. Don't wonder. He got you. He got him. That's what life is like. Be blessed. Keep it love. Keep it safe. Keep it happy. It's a missed experience. I'm Miss Lee. Stay tuned. See, we'll catch y'all next week.
will reveal.